Paul, when it comes to losses where in games where you're getting the opportunities and you have the number of offensive weapons that you have, how frustrating is it? Or do you take solace in the fact that you're getting those chances anyway?
Yeah, you can be happy about your offense in games. Right now, we're trying to generate the offense and not do it at the cost of trading a lot of chances. They were good with their pucks to the net early, and then I think the game settled into pretty darn even in terms of what we were giving up. We faced two real strong number ones here the last two games that had a piece to it, and we had a stretch of games back a while ago where we were banging in four or five, but we were seeing the second and third goalies for a few of those teams. That has a factor to it.
You win three games and then you followed up with three losses. Is that just a testament of this league that no night's easy?
Well, there's never a game like that. I mean, every two or three times a year you'll catch a team on back-to-back at the end of a real tough schedule, and they won't have a lot of fight in them. But there's these games now, and this is more a function of the after the All-Star break, too. Every one of them is going to be a real tight game.
On Connor Hellebuyck, busy early on, what did you think overall of his kind of return back?
Yeah, real good. You know, busy overall for sure early, which is tough. You know, you want to love to see him ease into a game, but that was exactly similar to the game in Chicago, right? So it was lots of action to the net early in the game. It settled out. We trailed by one and found a way to get one at the four-minute mark instead of giving one up at the three-and-a-half-minute mark, and that was the difference in the game. We probably had more offense in this game than we did there and probably gave up less, but a couple of real good saves, missed the net on a couple, couldn't get a handle around the front of the net.
Will you go back with him again tomorrow, Paul?
Well, I'm going to let Wade talk to him, see how he's feeling, and make that decision tomorrow. I got no problem going back with him if he's feeling strong and good. He's had lots of rest. We back-to-back and then 2 days off.
What makes that Anisimov line so hard to handle? They got such a combination of size down the middle and then the skilled wingers there with Kane and Panarin.
I think they're real. I've watched Chicago play more than possibly any other team other than ours. The development of Patrick Kane's game has been so impressive over the last two or three years, where it used to be a bit of a trading in chances, and they like that because he's going to finish better than most. They compete hard now, you know, when they don't have the puck. They'll battle back to get the puck back, and that's a skill set that you only see on a handful of guys. We may have one or two of them in a few years. When you look at the way they move the puck through the seams, you see glimpses of that with Patty and Line A and Nick Ehlers, able to find each other, staying out of heavy traffic areas and still able to execute those plays. It's a different set of hands. Those you know, and Anisimov, and I'm certainly a very skilled player, but those two wingers are highly unusual and very elite.
Jeff mentioned the three wins Jeff. And three losses. Jeff,
oh, I'm sorry.
Mentioned the three wins and the three losses. It's kind of been an up and down year in that respect. From what you've learned over your career, what's the best explanation for a lack of consistency in results anyway? I mean, is it a function of the schedule or?
No, you know what? There's factors to it. Anything that I say is going to sound like an excuse, so I really don't want to make that. The ability to drive and then dominate, to get on any kind of runs, one piece of your game has to be lead at different times, right? So your goaltender's got to get real hot for a few games, and then special teams have to get hot for a few games. And then that ability to drive in, night out, you'll see that. No, it's not true in this year. That we've had unusual streaks in the league this year. Yeah, there's some consistency that's not there in our game. That's true.